and Seema Watch with Wendy Nolan on East Coast Breakfast.
Morning, Wendy.
Hello, Darren.
So I suppose we shouldn't be surprised that the Road Accident Fund is regularly targeted by fraudsters.
Sadly, no. As with social grants, we've done this on the show. Government money that's intended to help the country's most vulnerable is plundered by criminals for their own ends. It's actually horrendous, the scale of it. 424 million rands worth of fraudulent RAF claims were detected by the fund's forensic investigations department, which is rather large, in the last 2015-16 financial year. Yeah, 1 year. 118 people were convicted of fraud on 231 charges, so they're repeat offenders. 118 fraudsters convicted. And those are the only ones that the court, eh?
Wow.
So in the past six, it's getting worse. In the past 6 months alone, another 307 million rands worth. So 424 in a whole year. This year so far, 6 months, 307 million worth of RAF fraud has been detected. So the fraudsters are being very busy indeed, chasing the Christmas bonus. And as I said, those are only the ones that have been caught so far. There are doubtless many who've got away with it.
Yeah.
The fraud cases have involved RAF employees, many have been dismissed, doctors, policemen and touts. And alas, sorry to say, this KZN is an RAF fraud hotspot, particularly the South Coast for some reason. There's a case involving 12 million rands worth of fake car accident claims on the South Coast, which is busy grinding through the courts at the moment. I think the next date is early November. Meanwhile, and this is the part I really want to stress, there are tens of thousands of genuine accident victims who are legitimately deserving of money from the fund for medical expenses, wheelchairs, adaptations to their house, compensation for loss of income or the loss of a breadwinner. But for various reasons, that money is not making it into their bank account.
Yeah.
And in KZN alone, this is the most important part of what we're saying today, more than 12,000 people lodged an RAF claim 4, 5 or more years ago, 12,000. More than two-thirds of them did so via attorneys, by the way, but their cases have gone cold for a variety of reasons. And here's what the RAF desperately wants them to know. They don't have to go through their attorney at this stage to get their claims active again and get paid out. They must make direct contact with the RAF's Durban office in the old embassy building in town as soon as possible to get the claims finalised so they can get their money, and we'll put those details on the blog.
Fabulous. So 12,000 accident victims or their families have got a kind of lottery ticket that they're not using right now.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it, a potential a lottery ticket, and it's really, you know, they really need to use it, to go back and get those. I mean, you only have 2 years to lodge a claim if you're a hit and run victim, and you have 3 years in other accidents. But obviously these people, their claims go back 4 or 5 years, but they've already lodged them, so they're in the system. They just need to activate them again.
Now, but you said something interesting there. I thought in order to lodge a road accident fund, you had to go via a lawyer or an attorney.
A lot of people think that, but it's not true. In fact, in many cases, road accident victims would be far better off approaching the RAF directly.
Huh.
Their cases are settled quickly and the claimants get the full payout without having to surrender a big chunk of their payout to the attorney. Because, you know, despite being paid legal costs by the RAF, attorneys charge claimants what they call a contingency fee as well, so they take a cut of the payout. And it's, as was explained at a media briefing I went to in Durban this week, it's in the attorney's interest, if you think about it, to drag out a case. More fees to be made that way.
Yeah.
So in the 2015-16 financial year, the RAF spent 6.6 billion, billion on legal and other expert costs, about 13% of its overall expenditure, and three times what they actually paid to claimants' medical costs. So it's they're really looking to reduce the amount of money that's going to lawyers. So at this briefing in Durban at the Royal Hotel 2 days ago, all the Road Accident Fund bigwigs were there, including COO Lindelwa Jabavu. They said that they would prefer that 6.6 million rand to go to taking care of car crash victims, rehabilitation and other post-crash expenses rather than go to the lawyer. So the thing is, the fund does admit that in the past they didn't make themselves easily accessible to crash victims, which is why most people sought the services of an attorney.
Yeah.
So on Tuesday at this briefing, I happened while I was sitting there to get an email from a young woman asking for advice about a defective product, a CPA thing. And she happened to say that she'd lost her leg, her right leg, in a vehicle accident about 3 years ago. So I asked her if she'd lodged an RAF claim, and she said, yes, I have a law firm dealing with it, and as you are aware, it is a very long process. Well, it doesn't have to be. That was the message that came out of the briefing.
So how long does the process take?
Well, it can be done and dusted from claim to payout in a couple of months, actually, believe it or not. In the past 3 or 4 years, the RAF has made its mission to become more accessible to crash victims to make it easier for them to lodge claims themselves. They have more standalone offices around the country, lots more offices in hospitals, walk-in centres have been set up, and they have a very large, believe it or not, social media footprint. They're on Facebook and they're on Twitter.
Wow. So does it matter whether the road accident victims caused the accident or not? I mean, if I was texting while driving,
which
say,
you wouldn't, of course.
No, I wouldn't, yeah, and I crashed into another vehicle and landed up in a wheelchair, could I still claim from the fund?
Yes, but your claim would be diminished by the blame element. So okay, blame was whether you were to blame or not, it was definitely currently an element in there. But in the new road accident scheme, which will replace the RAF at some point, it's gone through all the processes. There is very interesting. There's the principle of no fault. We could do a whole show on this sometime in the future. So it doesn't matter if the driver was drunk, the taxi was overloaded, the person was texting or whatever. The blame doesn't come into it. You can still have a claim, and that will further reduce the need for attorneys if you think about it, because you won't have to contest all those things. But for now, Darren, and everybody listening, please, if this affects you or you know someone it affects, there are 12,000 people in KZN alone who lodged but have unresolved road accident claims going back 4 or 5 years or more. Please contact the RAF directly. You don't need an attorney. Spread the word. Let's get the money to the people who really need it and have a legitimate right to it instead of the fraudsters.
Absolutely. Hundreds and millions of rands are going to fraudsters, and 12,000 people who legitimately need the money are not getting it, and we need to fix this problem.
Let's
find
them and, go to the RAF.
Yeah, so spread the word. Please let people know. We'll have it up on our blog, ecr.co.za. Find the blog there, and then you can share
Consumer
it. Consumer Watch, and you can share it any way you want to. You can mail it, you can tweet it, you can Facebook it. There are many ways that you can share it. Let's get the word out. Let's get these 12,000 people to get their money from the Road Accident Fund.
Thanks, Darren.
Thank you, Wendy.